This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, this is hour number three coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code. G-Code is tacticalholsters.com, and there, when you get there, if you have your magazines, if you have your weapon, if you have your ammunition, everything else is at tacticalholsters.com, at G-Code. Chest rigs, built-up belts, belts without anything on them, however you want them to be, magazine carriers, and, of course, holsters. Check them out. TacticalHolsters.com. When I got to the NRA meetup, things had changed dramatically for the show this year, and I got a chance to become associated with some people that I've all long admired. And two of them in the tactical training world are becoming very well known for the expertise they bring to the genre. One of them, of course, would be Steve Fisher. You know, they call him Yeti, a giant of a man. But tonight, I wanted the more dangerous of the two that I got to meet. So tonight, we're joined by Tatiana Whitlock. Good evening, young lady.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I want you to make sure that you tell Steve that I said you're the more dangerous of the two.
I'm sure he won't let you forget that. That won't be a problem.
You specialize in real-world scenarios for training.
Yes.
There's definitely a market for learning how to do a center peel and pullback and ambush and vehicular assault and all that other stuff. But the likelihood of that happening to most people that are concealed carriers is not going to happen. So you're on Trigger Time TV. And a lot of what you do has to do with real world scenarios. So let's talk about me, you, Charles, and Steve sitting down in a restaurant, and then active shooter comes in. What do you do?
Well, first of all, that would be the wrong restaurant to be, you know, hanging out in with that kind of cast of characters there, which, you know, it makes you appreciate having a community that carries concealed, because I'd like to find out I wasn't the only person prepared to respond should that ever take place. But ultimately, if you have a firearm on you and you're prepared to use it, hopefully if you're with a group of people, you're also prepared to work with them. So it's not an isolated individual activity anymore. You're not alone in a dark alley.
Right.
You're responsible for yourself, for the people you came with, and for everybody else that's there as soon as you start to bring your firearm into play. So because of that, because of all of the many moving pieces, it starts becoming less about the gun itself, the particular sites and make and model and trigger job and XYZ, and more about, are you really present in the moment? Can you process what's happening around you? Can you see it for what it is and know what options you have to take action? And do you have the communication skills to make sure you're not just throwing your gun out there and throwing lead at a problem or not a problem, or did you create a new one? So it's never going to be as nice and neat and tidy as a let's go play by play.
Right. I understand what you're saying about the being in a group of people and everything, because like if I'm sitting and there's three of you in between me and the shooter, I might go guns up, but I'm not going to start triggering up unless he's starting to aim in our general direction. I'm not going to put you between me and them.
Right. And think about all the other people and tables and wait staff and move it. People don't like to sit still when things start changing. They kind of move a lot.
They like to get up and run away.
It becomes very scary. I mean, you look at any of the footage from any of the active shooter things that have happened in malls, for example, because unlike outside, this is now an inside contained space. And people, first of all, start walking around in kind of ignorant bliss, like, is that really happening? And that denial phase is what's going on. They're looking around, and then all of a sudden, reality sets in, then it is just absolute mayhem, people going wherever they can. So it's going to be a very rapidly changing environment. You know, where that goes, where that conversation evolves to is, are you there by yourself or are you with your kids? Are you there with family and loved ones and spouses? And the problem becomes exponentially more complicated if you're there with your children or somebody you're responsible for. Are you going to be as a civilian? And this is where you have to identify the fact that, no, I am not law enforcement. I am not military. I'm a civilian. So I am going to be forced to respond with deadly force if I have no other option. But if my kids are with me, my option immediately is, how do I protect them and how do I keep them safe? And if that's becoming a very good witness to what's going on and removing us from that equation, then that's what needs to happen. Because you've got a much greater issue here. If you're pinned in a position, you've got less options. You know, in that restaurant, where do you go? What do you have for space to go? So, again, the idea of what we're doing on Trigger Time and the idea of the classes that I try to build the curriculum around is, start thinking this through in a much broader scale. Think about who you're going to be with. What kind of attire would you be wearing? Now, you're not probably going to be wearing your tactical ninja pants with a million pockets and special mag da-da-da-da's and the perfect belt rig and all of that stuff. You know, if you're female, you're probably going to be in a flat or a low heel or a heel, depending on the event. And you're probably going to be in, you know, whatever you would go out to dinner in, depending on the restaurant. So have you trained in that apparel? Have you trained drawing from concealment in that apparel? And that's more of an issue for women than it is for the guys, because let's face it, you've got a couple shirts and a couple pants, but we are constantly changing. And the reality is many people have never, well, they've never tried it. You know, they wear their T-shirt and their 5'11 pants or whatever they've got. And for women, that's what I see a lot of, although we're seeing more ladies showing up in proper pants too, which is great. But, you know, do you live in those? Do you live in that apparel? Or the women who come to the range in the tactical yoga pants, which I kind of chuckle. I'm like, well, if you're wearing those to the gym and you've got a gun on, rock on, sister, because that's fantastic. That's awesome. You know, and have you tried that? Those are the realities. And then who's going to be with you? If you're with an elderly parent, can they run, or do you have to realize that you're going to have to fight to protect them where you stand, because they're not going to be able to flee, and you're not going to leave them behind? So it's less about the object of the gun itself and more about your ability to put that in the context and put your skill sets in the context of the places and spaces you actually live in.
Is there such a thing as tactical yoga pants?
Yes, there is. There is. Google it.
Does it have a built-in holster or something? I know that Glock Store sells something that looks like that, but I'm not sure if they're yoga pants or some sort of compression pant that you're supposed to wear during some sort of athletic event or something. Do they have something built in at the very least?
Let me just put it this way. They're yoga pants with a belt loop.
Okay.
And a more reinforced waistband to help support a belt.
Oh, well, that's nice of them, I guess.
I could get you a pair. I know people. You know, we can make that happen.
No, that's perfectly okay. My days of yoga pants are long past. I'll do it if Steve will do it.
Cannot make any promises there.
Okay. When we get back, we're coming up on the first break. You can find Tatiana and the stuff that she does at TatianaWhitlock.com. There she talks about all of this stuff. You can find out stuff about her education. You can find out about her partners. She writes. She does an editorial section. You can sign up for her newsletter. And Tatiana is an instructor that crosses certain lines. I have always found, Tatiana, and I don't know if, I'm not trying to be general here, but when I was weightlifting and I would work with a personal trainer, I hated working with a female because she was always so ruthless. So I hope that's the way you're training them on the range. I hope you're as equally ruthless at it as those personal trainers were, because that kind of thing pays for itself in the long run. We're going to be right back. We're going to talk more training. We're going to talk more kit. We're going to talk with a rising star in the tactical world and the self-defense world, Tatiana Whitlock. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Into the brass tacks of certain things that I do every day. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube. Frog Lube is, first, it's a solvent. If you've gone out on the range, drop everything in the solvent, pull it apart, drop it in the solvent. Let it sit there for a bit, go have a cup of coffee, come back, wipe it down, then put the extreme on it, then put it back together. Your Frog Lube IQ has increased. Larry Lasky will be happy. I'll be happy. You'll be happy. Check them out at froglube.com. talking to Tatiana Whitlock, who you don't specifically have a school per se that you train at. You train all over the Northeast, all over the country, don't you?
Yes, I do. Now, I just train under my name. I don't have any fancy pants name, brand name. It's just me. So it makes finding me online very easy because it's just myname.com. So that keeps things simple. But I'm very pleased and honored to be invited to teach at ranges all over the country. I'll be in Bradford, Pennsylvania in August. It's really kind of remarkable. This has been a very organically growing program. And very well supported. And what's funny, it always evolves this way. It begins the conversation with any new venue of, we'd love to have you come in for a women's only program. And of course, I'm honored to. There's a huge need for that. And I have my soapbox I can get on there about women's only classes. But they are a necessary experience for many women, especially as a point of entry into the firearms community. So they serve a necessary function. Beyond that, we could have that conversation. But what rapidly ends up happening is I'll start getting nasty grams from the husbands going, why can't I play? How come I can't come? So those classes end up either going for another couple of days where we open it up to everyone, or if it's okay with the ladies, we allow some spouses who promise to behave to come join the class, which is wonderful because it often changes the attitude about requiring an all-women's event in order to go and participate at a training program.
Well, I mean, that just sort of makes sense, though, to train them as a couple, because if when they're out and about, I mean, that's what they're going to be, right?
It is. However, the road of working with guns in a learning environment with your significant other is fraught with landmines. And there may be somebody sleeping on the couch at the end of the day, and I don't want that responsibility. I just don't want that. It makes for a rather interesting experience. But largely, there's ways to avoid that in a class. We don't have them, we don't have partner shoots side by side. We keep them on opposite ends of the line and same strings so they can't critique each other, or in opposing strings but on opposing sides so it doesn't get into this banter. Inevitably, invariably, the husband, who typically has more experience than the wife who's taking this beginner level class, will try and coach her along and try and help her, which makes my job really hard because now this poor woman doesn't know what to do or how to curse at him quietly without making it difficult. So, yeah, we try to make sure that those experiences don't happen, and there's plenty of ways that we can mitigate that.
Now, for you teaching women or men, really, truly, concealed carry, there is no one-size-fits-all solution to concealed carry. That's going to vary from season to season, instance to instance, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And season to season is one thing, but we can work with that. That's easy to work with. It really comes down to your body type and your natural range of motion. And this is very, very true for women because you're not going to tell them appendix carry is what it's all about, but they've got a C-section scar where they just can't put pressure on.
Right.
So your body type, let alone whether you're a little on the rounder, fuller side, or you're on the bony side, and anywhere in that spectrum, where you're carrying is really dependent upon where can you conceal it well, and where are you going to be successful in carrying it religiously in that position? That's got to be comfortable within that spectrum of, yes, you're putting a giant chunky metal object in a plastic sleeve up against your soft, squishy parts. Mm. It's only ever going to be so comfortable.
Yeah. For that, is that hard to impart to people? To get them to understand that you're not going to just carry one gun all the time. You're not going to carry it in the same place every time.
Well, I try to get them to go to that one place or that primary carry location and that primary carry gun. Because it's going to be the gun they put in the most time at the range with.
Right.
And if you've just spent 2 days at the range working on strong side, 330 draw, and you carry cross draw appendix, guess where you're going to go for your gun? When you need to go to get your gun, you're not going to go to the appendix position, not after putting in all that time making a draw stroke come from an entirely different side of your body. So, you've got to make a commitment to the gun and the carry position and really work with that. you're going to a concealed carry class, and the class mandates that you need to come with your carry gun and your carry holster, or a couple, you can try them out, and with concealed carry apparel and what you'd normally wear, with a cover garment, and you show up in, you know, tactical dude stuff with no cover garment, with a drop offset, I'm just going to shake my head and go, I don't know what I can give you today other than sure. You know, like, you want to borrow a parka? You know, I have nothing. So, you know, you have to make the most of what you're going to the class to get and come prepared. And that, I can chuckle about that because that has happened to me twice, where gentlemen will show up and not want to be embarrassed and will not actually run the class that they signed up for from concealment, which I just don't know what to do with that.
Well, you know, I don't know. Well, you remind me of my old lieutenant, Lieutenant Glover. You guys are built the same way. She was a West Point grad. She was a soldier. I mean, she was deadly. And I don't know why you wouldn't want to take training from somebody that has that level of expertise.
Well, it's not. I don't often meet that as a problem. It's
right.
More of a, I don't want to embarrass myself. And so, you know, you have to appreciate that where these people are in their evolution is it's a very young space, and they'll try it once, and then they'll just, yeah, they kind of max out or overload. Women, on the other hand, I don't have that problem with. You tell them to show up with whatever they need, and they're going to come with luggage. Bring a couple of concealment options, and they're dragging their carry-ons onto the range with a million different shirts and you name it, which is great. Because the biggest hurdle to overcome with women and carrying concealed is the height, the waist height of their pants. That is the biggest problem to overcome. Because if you think about it, where your belt loops are on your pants, the rise of that pant is where your trigger guard should be, whether inside or outside. It'll be
right.
In line with your belt. And if you think about if you start dropping that belt lower, where that natural crease is of your leg, you can never let your muzzle cross the line of that natural crease or it becomes not feasible.
Let me get you to hold right there on the not feasible part. We're getting some questions in the chat room I want to float your way. We're talking to Tatiana Whitlock. Find her at TatianaWhitlock.com. When we get back, we're going to talk about other options besides carrying on your body. This is Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
for P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Again, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. My guest this hour, she is an asset at Agency Arms, one of, I think, five or six. I'm not sure how many assets there are. I should know because I'm an Agency Arms wannabe kind of guy. She is a shooter of Nighthawk, a connoisseur of Nighthawk. She, she works very closely with Aimpoint. The next time she's going to be doing anything, I think, is going to be on the 30th of July. She's going to be doing Concealed Carry 1, Foundation Skills, and then 2 days later, it's going to be Ladies Night at Howell's, and she'll be doing that as well. This is Tatiana Whitlock. I was being asked about... I was being asked about off-body carry. What do you think about off-body carry?
Off-body carry has its place. Let's face it, there's only so many options you have if you're a woman in a cocktail dress.
Yes.
You're going to have to probably carry off-body. There's also the reality, if you live in the terrifying crystalline climates that I live in up here in Maine,
yeah,
you're going to have to wear a parka. So unless you have a parka pocket carry option, you're going to have some kind of purse, and therefore it may be more accessible to carry it in an off-body than to bury it under six layers of down and polar tech. So, you know, they have their place. Doing it well is really hard. I just did a program on Ladies Night, on this at Ladies Night yesterday, actually, and we had a bunch of different brands of bags, and we discussed the pros and cons of the features of them. And it certainly takes some figuring out about, again, your body type and your firearm and the retention device, a.k.a. holster, you're going to be using, and
right,
the placement within the bag. And then, honestly, the logistics of getting to it. Accessing the gun within the bag that's been strategically placed takes a couple additional steps than just clearing a cover garment, grabbing, and going to town. You've got to negotiate zippers. You've got the weight of this awkward bag. You've got straps. You've got things. You've got stuff. You've got keys in your hands or you don't. You're wearing gloves or you're not. There's so many more problems and barriers between you and accessing the thing that's supposed to help save your life. But I would still prefer to have one and have a pocketbook or bag solution that I feel comfortable enough with and I put the time to practice in with. And if I have to do it, I've got the options available to me.
Now, I saw you and I saw you at the Aimpoint booth, and it was coming towards the end of the show that particular day. And you were wearing a UK koala bag.
Yes.
Now, that looks awesome. To me. Yeah, well, I mean, I see. I'll explain. Let me explain. Now, for those of you that are not familiar with this, Daniel Shaw and I were talking about this the other day. He was the one that introduced me to the idea. And then when I saw it, I recognized it as what you were wearing that night. But that is essentially a drop leg holster bag type thing, right?
Exactly. That's pretty much what it is. And you kind of have not a hipster, but maybe a pirate flair to it, because you
yeah.
feel maybe piratey when you're wearing it. But they're pretty neat. And I was very skeptical about them. And then I had the opportunity at the show to pick one up and wear it around. And it's extremely utilitarian. And it is just like a drop leg holster. There's so many holster options that you can include and combine with that to make it work. And I can carry a big gun in there, and you don't know it.
Now, I noticed that they have some sort of
It draws attention, but not. It draws attention in a fashion statement way. It has not yet, and I don't actually see it becoming something that screams, hey, I'm a gun guy over here, or girl, by having that on. So it's still quite covert at the moment, which is nice.
Like, say, a Maxpedition bag would.
Yeah. Can we impress something with more molly? It can be done. We can try.
Yes. But I noticed that with those, they actually make a holster to go with the gun, go with the bag. So they're thinking about that way. And when you're doing something like that, let me tell you what I had to do. I ride bikes. I've been riding bikes as part of my rehabilitation from the heart attack, which that's going to be for the rest of my life. But I didn't want to not carry a gun because where the big bike trail is in town, it goes into some lawless areas. And I was trying to figure out what to do, so I got a bike messenger's tool bag. And I mated that with a battle belt with a cobra buckle. And, it, you know, when I'm riding a bike, it's a bike messenger's tool bag. But then I took a G-code holster and Velcroed that on the inside. And it becomes a big flap holster. So I'm off body, but at the same time, I'm wearing it like I would have a gun belt, and I got the two spare magazines in there behind it. That's sort of a sloppy sort of setup and everything. I'm sort of thinking about the UK koala thing, but I don't know. But like you said, it does not scream gun.
No, it doesn't.
It's almost like an eclectic fashion decision, isn't it?
It is, and it's more of a fashion curiosity, then it screams that I'm a tactical person. Or like when you see a cobra buckle now, that tells me that you're within the tactical world more than you're a rigger, because there's more of us out there wearing this stuff now than there are actual legitimate riggers wearing riggers belts out to dinner with their family. So
yes.
It's not a screaming tell that you've got a gun in there.
Well, the other thing about it looks like it's rather utilitarian. I mean, can you get into stuff in that bag without exposing the gun?
Absolutely.
There's wow.
Compartments and pockets. There's two areas that you could position and carry a gun, and accessing it does not require an act of God, which is what I'm most impressed about with that bag. And I have to put some more time in with it, and I'll be doing some work with it on the range and with some students who've expressed interest, too, and I'll be coming up with some reviews and thoughts on it. But my initial impressions were, this is surprisingly great. And I love it when that happens, when somebody drops something new, quote-unquote new, into my lap, and I you know, all of the, oh, my gosh, really's turn into, damn, that's kind of nice. I like that. That could work.
So,
I don't care if I need to change my look a little bit. I would probably rock that.
You know, I did not think, like you said, it was sort of rakish, like a pirate kind of. It was something you would have imagined Adam Ant wearing when he was dancing around back in the day. If I'm not dating myself, he was sort of a pirate type dude, too. is the thing about off-body carry when you're carrying it, I mean, one of the things you can't do is just you can't lay it down. You don't want to lay it down because it might walk off. Is that really the best way, the best kind of off-body carry, this sort of designed holster that looks like something else that you just don't take off?
Yes, truly, yes. I know that off-body carry is considered legally carrying concealed, but I have little kids. And
yes.
My little kids went from looking for gum in mommy's pocketbook to looking for mommy's cell phone so they can hack in and play the games that they didn't tell her she downloaded and put on it. So it's going into my pocketbook for different reasons now, but they're still trying to get into that thing. And they can find the Christmas presents you hide places. So whether they intend to find or stumble upon a firearm or not, as soon as I break contact with that bag in the presence of children, I'm now technically storing a loaded firearm within reach and access of them, which is not cool. So I have fundamental problems with that as a parent. And even good kids can make bad choices. So I don't care how much you think you've trained your child, realize that even good kids can make bad choices. And those consequences are very real, and you live with them. I'm more concerned about that than I am about somebody grabbing my pocketbook and walking off with it. I have plenty of times where I'm like, where did I put my bag? And I don't want to have that be the day that I put it in. I would have the gun in the bag, and you're looking around the house like, is it in the car, or did I leave it in the kitchen? You can't have any measure of complacency if you're going to be an off-body carrier. It has to be religious with your habits and how you transfer that particular item from your shoulder to wherever it's being stored. Now, there are some bags that have features that allow you to lock it down, that allow you to unclick a strap and literally lock it around the pull of a desk or something solid so that it can't physically be removed. There's things. There's options out there. But if you're going to dive into that, know what you need to do.
All right. We're going to be right back one more time with Tatiana Whitlock talking about all things carry in the 21st century. This is Lock and Load.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Time on the firing line. Coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. My guest this hour is Tatiana Whitlock, training in context. From her website, you can learn about, you can go and sign up for a class for concealed carry, handgun, carbine, youth and safety. She covers the gamut of things. And, you know, how many instructors out there actually teach youth and safety the way, coming from the viewpoint of the gunfighter? Is that sort of unique to you?
Don't know. I think so. I haven't really referenced that material off of anybody else. And, you know, I'm not trying to make baby ninjas out of the kids, but the reality of the reality that if you can make your child aware of what this machine can do at the range, that's immense. And if you can instill safety and good protocol and good practices at the range, that's huge. But I'm finding more and more, the more families I work with, that when they come home, that home culture is radically different than the range culture. It looks different. Everything is not, you know, scripted. So to be able to make sure that those kids have the knowledge base and the appreciation for the firearms, that they live in more than just the range, and that they live with you at home. They can't access them, and they shouldn't be able to access them. However, if they were to ever have to, need to, or were put in a position where they were presented with one, and we're really talking about age here and what's appropriate at what age level, but would you believe that your child would know what to do, and do you have enough trust that they have the respect for your expectations and their ability to make the right call if you weren't there? And, you know, again, those things, those scary things happen when parents aren't supervising at home, and that's what we want to eliminate. So bridging that gap has been huge, and it's been very well received. We have a youth league that we're running at Howells up in Maine, where I'm director of training, and that's the primary core curriculum. We do some awesome stuff in the range, and we have lectures that go on before, and we do a debrief after. And we talk about home life, and we talk about range life, and those kids get it. And it's fantastic, and they're smart, and they adopt this really fast. They're just sponges. It's so much fun.
Let me ask you a question. Now, you've partnered up with Aimpoint. You've partnered up with Agency Arms, Nighthawk, G-Code. Is this more a test? Anybody else? Who else did I miss?
Proper Gap Marketing, G-Code, Agency, Aimpoint. I think you did it. Howells.
Listen, the
if I had a jersey compared to the competitive guys, I'd be slacking. But I'm honored to be working with the groups that I have here because they're pretty outstanding companies.
We could talk about Gap Marketing ad nauseum because that has made a big change. in my life, and I appreciate that. But what I'm getting to is this inclusion of you being involved in it. Most of the time when they do that is some sort of top-tier competitor that they're going after, mm-hmm. if they're going after a female. And I've never seen, like, at Agency Arms, you stand alone as a female asset. Everybody else is, you know, just guys. And you stand yeah. alone out there as an asset. Nighthawk Custom, I don't know that I see any other. Is this more about your overall balance as a 21st century gunfighter, or is this about the fact that you are sort of an ambassador that leads the way for the fastest growing segment of gun buyers in the United States, or is it both?
Honestly, I think it's probably a combination of both. It's, again, an honor to be invited to become an ambassador or an asset to any of these brands. And I know how highly careful they are about who they choose and who they align themselves with. So I look at it as a great, great honor. You also have to realize that because I'm not a competitor and because I'm not set in the traditional sense, that is, I'm not out there wearing a jersey and running and gunning, though it looks like a ton of fun. I'm also reaching a segment of the market that is a little bit more approachable. I mean, those competitors are amazing. But the predominant woman who's joining the firearms industry for the first time, that's seriously intimidating to them.
Right.
And
right.
it may not be where they go to first. Where they're going to first is, I'm doing this because I need something to protect myself. And that's largely the motivation why more women are getting into this community. And it evolves into many other paths. But to be able to speak to that person at that level and not scare them away, I think that's kind of why they've brought me to the table.
Well, I mean, I forgot Trigger Time, too. You have two segments on Trigger Time. As a matter of fact, you're one of three of the hosts this year, right? You're one of three of the presenters, if you will. For Troy?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, it's a great show, and it's been an incredible opportunity, again, to be able to highlight all of the different things that you can and should be thinking about and things you should be learning and training for and considering. It's been a wonderful platform for those.
Now, on Trigger Time, do they play to your strengths? Do they go after the kind of stuff that you teach and that you talk about on your website? Fighting in a restaurant, fighting with your kids, you know, putting them in the car and fighting at the same time, that kind of thing. Do they play to that?
Absolutely. Logistically, it's been interesting for the show because we've had to find venues that will allow us to go and, you know, bring out the UTM guns in the parking lot and make friends with the local law enforcement. So filming doesn't get colorful and interesting. But it's pushed some boundaries there, but it's also opened up a lot of those topics, and those are very real to a lot of people. You know, I've got two little kids. I've probably always got one by the hand. And so that means I'm going to have to solve a problem one-handed if I have to.
Right.
And, you know, those are real. And those are, that's that context. The range is going to look the way the range looks, but it's certainly going to feel a lot different than the parking lot of your local grocery store. But that's where you may need to be considering that you may have to use that to save yourself.
When you're trying to... I guess the whole point of you doing those scenarios in those locales where you have to go out there and make friends with people and do it in a more realistic setting is because it's hard for people to visualize that kind of a setting when they're in a range, when they're sitting at a, you know, it's hard to visualize sitting at a table with people across from you unless you actually can see that. So is that why you're presenting it that way?
It is. And, you know, that's the funny thing, because visualization is one of the big pieces that we have to incorporate within a square range environment in order to make sure that you've got the headspace and you've got as much sensory references to those environments that you can call when you need to memory to simulate that in your mind. So while that may not make great television, it's a necessary skill. What does make great television is putting you in that space and actually showing you what it looks like to try and open the car door and get stuck in between something else, and now you've got another person trying to pull you out of the car, and now you're stuck between the steering column and the door and the, oh, great. So that has some serious weight, and you can't really simulate that on a square range. it's just not as, if you don't get that anchor, you don't get that emotional connection unless you can really see it. And then when you go work with that at the range, you've got some kind of frame of reference. You've seen it before in a structured way, not just a Hollywood movie theater.
Right. That's the thing, trying to create that, trying to reproduce that mindset that you can only get in certain places with visualization. But I think that's some of the best stuff out there. We'll do a next time we're going to do, next time I'm going to have you on, we'll spend some time with Gap Marketing. Gap Marketing, I am in that umbrella. So that means that I have to do good or Tatiana will come down and twist my little head off. Choke me with the UK koala bag. So I'm doing good on a constant basis, but it's good to be hooked up with I think given the penetration you're getting, I think that you're probably going to be sitting where you sit for a while, and you're sort of going to be a crossover sort of athlete. So it's going to be you're having people like you out front as a trainer makes it easier for people who might not train. They see you, they're going to come and train. I think that's an overall plus here in these United States. I want to thank you for taking the time to join me. We got to get together and coordinate this thing we were talking about at the show, which we still haven't kicked off. I definitely want to do it, but thank you for joining me tonight.
Thank you for having me on the show. It was a pleasure.
Yes, ma'am. We'll be back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, please. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish you would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I beg my boss for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared. Unaware,
like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.